This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, welcome to Remarkable Results Radio and a special episode. I want to thank you for listening and sharing our podcast episodes with your friends and network. I appreciate you for continually listening or watching our shows, and I know you learn an awful lot. We could not have been here for 9 years without you, and if you watch this episode on our YouTube channel, there are some slides that go along with this very special episode. Well, as you know, 98% of the time I have guests on my shows, but this episode is different. This is me one-on-one with you. Okay, here we go with a very special episode that I hope will make substantial change for you and the industry. I wrote an article in the fall of 2023 for the Q1 2024 Napa Insight magazine, and that article became a full-blown passion to go all out on the premise to create a new language standard for auto repair specialists. I've shared this premise or this declaration with many shop owner friends and received important feedback that I've embraced and included in the final premise. I've done one-on-ones with key industry leaders to a very warm response. I also gave the keynote at the Max conference in Orlando on this very topic to a ton of wide open-eyed and positive feedback that told me we've got something here. Good for our industry and for independent shop owners. Now, I've never felt such an important role as an influencer since I started podcasting to the service aftermarket in 2015. Now, when I look back, I was a pioneer at this medium, and my passion is all in to support growth and success for the independent shop, the owners, and their teams. Now, this is a vision, a movement, a deliberate intention, and an action that needs embracing by you. I can try to sell this to you and wait for your buy-in, I guess. But in essence, I'm telling you to take action. Get your hands on this declaration, read it, and act to make the changes that I believe will change your business, your people, and your clients, and the industry. Now, the only downside to this initiative would be your buy-in, that you do not see this language shift and that it would benefit your client and your team members. Now, if you buy in, then own this and implement it and get started. Keep in mind as I walk you through the rise of the mechanical and technology specialist that our customer will hear a more positive regard of the people that work on their vehicle. And so will the team you employ. I've already heard of the positivity of these new role title changes from friends who've got the early draft copies, and they saw great pride from the specialists that they employ that work to provide safe and reliable transportation to your clients. This is a very noble narrative for the entire automotive service industry. The people who implemented this love it. Now, I wrote this declaration to upgrade our professionalism and to make important changes to the language of our roles that better describe to our clients and employees how we value all positions in the auto repair specialist aftermarket. This is critically important for customer and for employee. As an industry, we've been playing and carrying on with job role titles for years, mechanic, tech, technician A, B, or C. Now, to every person in the industry, they all mean something different. Each business and team member has different meanings, and they choose to name their job roles to their liking without a great deal of definition. The word tech has taken hold in the last few years. Tech is a short way of saying mechanic or diagnostician. What does that mean to the customer, or how definitive is it for the industry? Well, tech can mean so many different things when it comes to hiring for a role or responsibilities within your organization. Have you ever stated that you're looking for a B-tech? What does that mean to you? It may mean something different to a shop owner or peer in the next town, and something different to a candidate looking for an opportunity. What if you said, I'm looking for a mechanical specialist? You write out the qualifications for your ad and then determine if your candidate fulfills your culture and the skill level you seek. Now, this declaration was written to help make a significant shift in not only the industry's internal language, but what we say to our clients about who works on their vehicle. We are auto repair specialists. Here is the most incredible new think we've got to embrace. Starting today, an important paradigm shift in terminology will affect our professionalism and how we approach training, staffing, educating, and growing our team. Own this now. Here is the foundation of the story. I found a new respect for chefs since watching the TV series The Bear on Hulu. It's a term used with respect in top restaurants and kitchens. To be called a chef, you typically hold a culinary degree. That term emits respect and knowledge and an affirmation of your professionalism. Not just a cook, but a chef. A mutual respect. In top restaurants, you hear, yes, chef. Okay, chef. Watch the series and you'll hear what I mean. Not cooks, but chefs. Do we have a word that complements chef in our industry? As a side note, on the show, The Bear, it starts out in total chaos. And through the two seasons, the lead chef named Carmen, ironic, isn't it? He works hard to transform the business into a professional high-end restaurant. It took a lot of work, and the series showed the sloppy, unprofessional sandwich shop transformation, not without its problems, but we'll wait for season 3 to see the outcome. I also could not help but think how Hollywood portrays mechanics and garages. Have you ever seen a professional-looking shop in a movie or a TV show? Hardly ever. They usually look dirty, poorly lit, and the people look unkempt, greasy, and unprofessional. This is the stereotype we've got to overcome from the likes of the movie makers. That got me thinking about the titles we use in our service industry. General service, mechanic, technician, diagnostician, and of course, A-Tech, B-Tech, and C-Tech. The ABC terms have never had a strong definition and mean something different to each person and company. The degree of competence should be based on training, ability, production, education, ASE certifications, comebacks, all kinds of other KPIs, and even then there will be a divide between people to agree on a rating or a level. Now, there are no universal titles used to describe what we do. Not that the correct name makes the job, but pride in a career can come from the roles and the titles and the responsibilities assigned. Our younger generations appreciate titles and business cards. Since the dawn of repair shops, the public knows us as mechanics, but we also know what it takes to learn the ever-changing job we face daily. We repair very high technology machines. We need training, reading, studying, and the fundamental knowledge of the tools we use to remain relevant. As I researched the substance for this declaration over the last 5 months, I was inspired by a podcast episode from Matt Fonslow, where he brainstorms with two mobile diagnosticians. The episode inspired a very strong idea, and I started brainstorming about what I had heard. My big takeaway was the word technology. Can we all agree that vehicles today are nothing but a technology marvel? And what does it take to troubleshoot and fix them? Does it require a very talented and intelligent person? It sure does, most certainly does. And imagine your client calls and says their car's not running right and the check engine light is on. If you got a top diagnostician, sometimes call an A-Tech on staff. You are confident that you can help the client. You book a couple of hours and set the appointment or the reservation. Now, this mechanic, this A-Tech or diagnostician, whatever you choose to call them, will get the job of troubleshooting to figure out the problem. They jump into the technology labyrinth and use tools, resources, and experience and training. They may call friends or use subscriptions to network a potential solution or repair methodology. On the other hand, you get a call for a brake job from a great client. You book the appointment and give the job to your top mechanic who can do a brake job expeditiously. This person often clocks many hours and is mechanically gifted with their hands. What is our investment in tools and training that enables us to repair today's high-tech vehicles with drivability issues? We call our super diag person an A-Tech. Is a B-Tech a mechanic? What makes an A-Tech? Who sets the standards? Is it the number of ASE certifications and the hours of training, the size of their toolbox? Who tests their competency? In either category, mechanical or diagnostics, there are different levels of skills. It's up to the person and the shop owner to invest in the training and qualifications to become A at anything. So we can have a mechanic who is a C-Tech and a mechanic who is a B-Tech? Diagnostic tech? How does it all work? Well, my point is that A does not describe a diag tech. It can also describe the best mechanic who loves and is gifted to work with their mechanical skills. So every shop and technician has a different standard and meaning to the term diag and the classification of being an A. everyone I talk to agrees with this. In this declaration, I aim to toss up all these job labels, confusing to the public and even the industry, to determine or evaluate our role and skill levels. We use our internal jargon, DIAG, A-Tech Mechanic, to describe roles to clients they may not understand or care about. Now, getting back to Matt's episode where they used the word technology about 10 times, I kept writing that over and over. Let's take the client who has the check engine light on, okay? You tell them that you'll give the job to your technology specialist. Does that not sum up what the DIAG is today? Someone deep into the ever-changing technology, but who we deem a specialist because of the tools, equipment, knowledge, and commitment to training that they have. Yeah, we all have different levels of our technology specialists. I get that. You don't get to be an A unless you were a B. I get that. And previously you were maybe a C, and before that, maybe a GS, general service person. It takes years to get there. It sure does. This is situational in every shop. Shouldn't owners and specialists determine their expertise, training level, and competence? You got to work together on that. All that got me thinking about the mechanic. Imagine the client needs brake work or a timing job, and you say, I'm going to have my best mechanical specialist assigned to your car. Not mechanic, not tech, but mechanical specialist. It's pretty powerful. We go to specialists for healthcare almost 80% of the time when something isn't right. Almost every career field has specialists focusing on a particular segment or sector of healthcare, right? We've got specialty fields in our shops, and it's time to recognize that the people who fix and repair our clients' vehicles are specialists. We've made them so because of our training, tooling, equipment, and their desire to be the best at their craft. They are committed specialists. The future of automotive repair will demand this level of expertise. Go to a Euro shop specializing in Mercedes, Audis, BMWs, Porsches. Suppose you brought your Audi to the shop. In that case, probably, I'm guessing, I'm almost positive, the service advisor or client advocate will tell you that their Audi specialist will work on your vehicle, therefore leading and lending strength to removing the words mechanic and tech from our vocabulary. Tell a client that your calibration specialist will calibrate their car. Does the client know what an ADAS calibration is anyway? Your alignment specialist will check or perform the alignment. Have you bought in yet? This could be the most significant single terminology change in our industry and a big hill to climb to transform our language. If you don't agree and don't buy in, fine. There's no downside here. We'll do this one shop at a time. But right now, get a copy of this declaration, read in detail, and use this as a guide in your business. Go to my website, remarkableresults.biz/downloads, to the downloads page. Print it, read it, and engage your people to make this profound change. Discuss this declaration and change your role titles. Client perception, trust, and confidence are the most significant gains. Client perception are the most significant gains. By changing our job labels and descriptions, personal self-worth inside the shop, and positive feelings move our industry into a more professional realm like never before. We may look at training and ASE certifications differently and in a much stronger light. This is a compelling move in job roles and competency. It starts now, today. Get this going and help significantly upgrade our professional status. More than ever before, we are automotive service specialists, and so are our people. Dale Carnegie says, people yearn to feel important. Now, when creating ads for recruiting new talent, wouldn't you agree that these language changes will find a different candidate when you are hiring for a mechanical specialist or a technology specialist? Think of the reception at the person who's applying for the job. You know it's going to change. You know it'll have an impact. So start now. Also, every industry instructor needs to change how they mention all these jobs and roles we have in our industry. If all industry leaders and trainers start to rename our roles, we can get this to stick. It's not only about the internal professionalism of our industry, but just as important is the perception from outside the industry, mostly from our clients. We've got job roles indicative of the changing technology and professionalism of our auto service aftermarket. Look, I want to know about your implementation experience at your shop, please email me, carm@remarkableresults.biz, B-I-Z. So many technicians still like the ATEC moniker, but as we discussed above, it's time to drop that for a potentially new rating, maybe by levels. Shop owners or general managers should set up under mechanical and technology specialist levels like a 1, 2, or 3 that will help assign jobs to individuals who have the skills, experience, aptitude, and training for the job, and if not, find the training that we need to go from 3, 2, and 1 and reach it. But we're still all called mechanical specialists and technology specialists, but internally we have a level and we work with each other to get that person to the highest potential ratings or level. This is a strong alternative to an A, B, or C, which I would guess you never, ever defined. In the declaration document, find the old to new listing along with ideas for qualifications as part of your job descriptions. Yes, I'm going to help you rewrite your job descriptions. Also find suggestions for ASC qualifications and training requirements. These ideas and recommendations will help you reinvent our industry's roles and the qualifications as we move this initiative forward and make them your own. We have shop owners who have embraced these new professional designations already. There are proud moments when presented to the mechanics in the shop and a moment of pride and appreciation for the title change. But most importantly, it's a huge shift to speak these professional designations to our clients. So let's do some old and new. The old, garage, shop, repair shop. The new, auto repair specialist. The old, mechanic. The new mechanical specialist or senior mechanical specialist. The old tech, the new mechanical specialist, same thing. The old A, B, or C tech, the new is either mechanical or technology specialist. No more grading. You've got levels with goals. Owners and their talent know their level and should always be improving, assessing, and training to grow their competence. Another old designation is diagnostician and technician. The new technology specialist or senior technology specialist, again, with different levels. The old mobile diag programmer, the new mobile technology specialist, the old alignment specialist. Well, there's no change there. We've had that for years. The old front end guy. How about suspension specialist? The old air conditioning specialist. That won't change. The old ADAS specialist and the new calibration specialist. The old GS general service, the new productivity or service specialist. The old service advisor or service manager. Now get this, the new client service advisor, client service specialist, client service advocate, or client service manager. The old quality control QC person. The new quality control specialist. Look, a language change can also come with a shift to assessments and competency. Assessments and competency evaluations are available from special industry vendors, trainers, suppliers, and all kinds of training companies. As you reevaluate your requirements for your mechanical or technology specialist, you must consider what ASE certifications will be required. Now, in my 10-page report, you'll find a high-level outline you can use for building new job descriptions based on suggested ASE certifications and the training hours necessary per year. There can also be additional renaming scenarios from break jobs to break service, from alignment job to alignment service, from oil change to maintenance service. You know, so many shops today have made some of these language changes. So just going with my new job description titles is just a natural next move. We've heard this important dialogue over the years, and it's just as important to bring these kinds of changes for the benefit of our clients. Thanks to the many friends and colleagues and associates who have reviewed this declaration and offered their ideas and inclusions to help capture the pure essence of this important improvement to our auto service repair industry. I thank them so much. Please let me know when you implement this. Write to me, please, carm@remarkableresults.biz. You can get a copy of this declaration on my website, remarkableresults.biz/downloads, or on the downloads page, where you'll find some really cool stuff to download. I think you'll like it. There's a poster there to hire new people. Hey, thank you for your support and for listening and watching our podcasts. Now, a very important ask, besides embracing and engaging these language changes for the good of the customer, the professionalism of our industry, I ask that you share this episode with your peers. Take this to a networking meeting and discuss it. I'll even do a Zoom call with your group and discuss this with even some extra color commentary, kind of like what I did at the keynote at Max. Grateful to you that you listened to this entire episode and for your support. Sharing this will make a huge, huge difference. Please do enjoy the day, and thank you so much.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.